Welcome back, college best friends.
Hello.
Boy, oh boy, do we have
a treat.
Such a great episode. Okay, so it was my favorite day of the entire year. It was Battle of the Chefs here at Muhlenberg College. And basically, that means like a...
Explain what that is for these people who don't know.
Oh, you know I'm getting to it. So basically, the company that feeds us, essentially, that cooks all our food,
is Sodexo.
And so there are all these other schools in Lehigh Valley that are also,
funded, but
Sodexo provides their food. And so a motorcycle outside. Oh, man.
She's been distracted.
Or may not hear that.
Sorry.
The other Sodexos at these other schools, they come to our school. And so we had from Lehigh University, from Moravian College, DeSales, and one more that none of us can remember. And so they come and they kind of battle it out. And so this year it was literary themed. Last year was around the world. And so each school made like a different thing for a different theme. Yeah. And so we have... probably
the second biggest fan of this day.
Honestly, he probably ties.
He might trump you.
He honestly might surpass me as the biggest fan of Battle of the Chefs Day. My wonderful roommate and professional Battle of the Chefs connoisseur, Josh Young.
Joshua.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much for being here, Josh. If you've listened to probably any episode, you've probably heard me talk about Josh at some point.
I think she does mention
him. Here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, the authority on Battle of the Chefs, Josh Young.
Hey, and what a year it was for Battle of the Chefs. What do we want to talk about?
Oh, we're going to
delve
deep.
First, let's break down the stations.
Yeah, there were five stations.
There were. And so Muhlenberg College
did Seuss themed, which I thought was very, very clever.
Seuss as in
Dr.
Seuss, doctor.
The
doctor.
So for some background.
Oh, yeah, tell us the background.
The theme this year was literary novels, fiction, children's books, whatever, which really opened up so many possibilities for all the competing schools. For example, Muhlenberg this year did Dr. Seuss theme. They made these green eggs and ham deviled eggs.
They were really good.
In them, a little piece of bacon on top.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've never had a deviled egg before.
Neither have I.
And I had it and it was really good.
I was surprised with
how I'll be honest, really never been a deviled egg person before.
Right,
this
fine.
Didn't convert me. But Muhlenberg had a lot of other stuff going on. They also had this amazing, really colorful noodle soup, kind of a pho bowl.
But how did it taste, Sophia, to you?
Oh, I never tasted it because got the whole bowl. Because it was the very first thing I got when I got into the dining hall. I ran in there.
We waited outside for a good 30 minutes before we were even allowed inside.
Yeah, I ran in there. That was the first thing I had. So I was like, I'm just going to take it. But it smelled herbal, like not like miso soupy. It smelled
like a tea.
Like
almost.
A tea, and I was just turned off by the smell, so I never even tried it.
So she threw it to me, and I finished it.
You finished it?
Cool. I did. It was
good. How did it taste?
Not good.
Okay.
But it was. It
did
tasted
you,
fine.
Did you try
it,
Josh?
The noodle soup?
Yes. Yeah.
I really liked it. I mean,
you did.
Was it the winner of the day?
No.
No.
And I'll get to that in a second. But honestly,
we'll get to the winner. We'll get to each of our winners at the end.
We
all have different ones.
But the point is, there was like this theme offered so many opportunities. I mean, there was a Harry Potter theme. There was a Robin Hood theme. There was Star Wars. There was this Havana theme, which
Ernest Hemingway.
Can I ask that question about Star Wars? Was Star Wars a book?
There have been a series of novelizations about the Star Wars films and spin-off books. Afterwards, they did not come first. I admit, it doesn't stay close to the theme.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't my winner, but I thought they had some fun stuff going. Honestly, for me,
against the theme, in my opinion.
Not only is he a Battle of the Chefs connoisseur, but he's a Star Wars authority as well.
Yes, we do love Star Wars.
I would say, personally, and I think this goes differently for every person, Battle of the Chefs is about many things. To some people, it's about how strictly do you adhere to the theme?
Okay.
How well do you represent that theme? For some people, the theme is just a door to find the perfect meal, that new twist on the thing you make every year, or something entirely new. The theme is just a way to find that thing. To me, personally, Battle of the Chefs, and I like the theme. I think the theme is fun. It lends itself to some cool opportunities.
Yeah, I thought it made it really fun.
I think
totally.
It
and this and that's why this was the most fun year. This year, people really went all out on the theme.
They did.
That being said, at the end of the day, the winners are the best tasting meals.
Okay.
Honestly, yeah.
Okay.
I feel like...
See, I disagree with that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, I was asked by someone when they found out we were recording this episode. They're like, so are you going to set kind of strict criteria for how you're going to judge this food. And I'm like, no. I'm going to be very subjective about what was my favorite and what wasn't. And we're just going to go solely based off of opinion here. So that's my little disclaimer. This isn't going to be quote unquote fair. This is just literally our opinions.
Well, you have three people's different opinions here.
Absolutely. Three people's different opinions. You got a little bit of all of us. But like, we're not adhering to any strict criteria, like giving
it. The school did not tell us to do this. Like,
No. And they haven't even picked a winner yet. No. These are our own individual winners. These is who we voted for. We're not endorsing anything.
No.
But we have a lot to say.
But going off that as well, what do you guys think of there was a live vote counter?
It wasn't live.
But it wasn't live. I was surprised that Muhlenberg was in the lead the whole time because Muhlenberg, I felt, did not.
See, I think this
there were people at our table. Really, this was Muhlenberg's best year. There were people at our table talking about Muhlenberg. And I think it's also because we also didn't mention this yet. They had these amazing stuffed pork rolls.
They were so good.
With like this like cabbage, radish, sorry. This like radish kind of slaw that went on top. It was delicious.
Why don't we go through and say what was at each of the stations? So we've kind of been going through Muhlenberg. Let's finish up with Muhlenberg and then just kind of give a little breakdown of what was at each station first.
All right. How about this?
Yeah.
Why don't we all go in a circle and say our favorite and talk about that station?
Whoa.
Unless we have doll, but I think we all have different things.
I want to hear everyone's.
No, I want to.
Like the each table's things.
Yeah, let's break down what happened and then we can kind of defend our favorites.
Oh, okay.
So let's break it down.
So then,
so we have following Muhlenberg,
we moved down this way. It was Robin Hood. Robin Hood was next. And Robin Hood, I personally thought was the best.
We are talking about
No, no, this is the order. This is the order. The Robin Hood was next. I think Robin Hood's a very, very smart theme, and I think they did a very good job.
It's very unexpected, I think, of a theme.
I thought they did a very good job at keeping the theme with the food, like the beef stew that they had with this wonderful bread dumpling on top, and they gave us bread pudding as well.
I really liked it.
Yeah, I thought the food was great, and I thought it really adhered to the theme really, really well.
I think it was really delicious. I had a lot of fun at Robin Hood. We're not talking about winners yet.
No.
But you're wrong. Next, we have the Ernest Hemingway station.
Which was,
to pick with the Ernest Hemingway station.
Okay.
Because the first thing when I got there, they tried to shove a smoothie at me, and it turns out it was a mango pineapple smoothie, and I am allergic to pineapple.
Okay, well, that is sorry for your loss. I thought that the mango pineapple smoothie was phenomenal.
It was delicious. I'm sorry you were allergic to
pineapple. Then they gave us key lime pie as well.
Also
which
delicious.
I also didn't like.
Which was the best key lime pie
I've
ever
had. The key lime pie I thought was among the best desserts of the day.
Yes.
They also had homemade potato chips. And then
which
this,
were cool.
This burger, I guess it was supposed to be like Havana themed. So there was pickle, ham.
Mustard,
bacon, sort of like a Cuban, but as a burger.
I thought it was a little dry.
Same. I thought the overall taste was good, but the burger itself, well done.
Yes.
Too well done.
I really appreciated the chips. I thought they could have used a little salting. I know Ryan and I thought that they made the chips really nicely.
I think every year there are homemade chips. These are about as good as they come.
There are homemade chips.
No better, no worse.
Every year there's mac and cheese of some sort.
You always say there's a slider.
Yep.
And every year there's a slider. That was a slider. And Josh always says that every year there's a hot dog. So those are the four things that we're here again.
There was a hot dog slider too.
And I feel like every year there's also a pasta, like besides for mac and cheese of some sort.
There's always a pasta, but there's not always a pasta as good as this freaking pasta. Now we get to the Hogwarts station actually.
There was a Harry Potter theme station, which was called a four house. What was the theme title?
It was housemade
pasta.
The theme was more represented in the presentation and in the desserts.
In the presentation,
the noodles were kind of like they were handmade fettuccine, which were all hung up on racks that were like kind of see-through. So it looked like it was kind of floating in like a circle staircase, kind of Hogwartsy. But then how it was this made-to-order pasta bar. You said what veggies. You said what meat. They had sausage. They had shrimp. And these weren't like baby shrimp. These were some
large,
massive freaking shrimp. And
they were the kind of shrimp that you want in your pasta.
Or just to eat in general.
And then on top, if you want it, and of course you do, this amazing pesto blush sauce that was just out of this world good.
I do have to say, I didn't really taste the pesto in it.
I didn't
either. Still a great sauce.
It was just more of a vodka blush sauce.
It was more of a vodka blush sauce, so I was a little disappointed that there wasn't much of a pesto taste coming through because I freaking love pesto, but it was still all in all a great sauce.
It was the right sauce for that pasta. And then last thing I'm going to say, the desserts. They had these butterbeer cupcakes, kind of mediocre, but they had this crazy thing going on. What is that?
Oh, the exploding bonbons with Pop Rocks on the outside and a little very soft, very moist chocolate kind of cake poppy thing on the inside. That was a taste explosion, if I do say
but
so.
But I felt
myself.
That was the best thing that they offered that was close to the theme. I felt like their desserts were the best.
I think.
Yeah, and they also had a treacle tart. And they had. I'm not a fan of that because there was molasses.
Not my thing.
It wasn't, yeah.
We'll talk about the comp. We'll debate later. Then we get to the last station.
Yeah,
no, we'll come back. We will debate.
I'm not okay.
No, we will debate, I assure you. So just the last station.
I'm sorry.
Follow Josh's lead. He's
overwhelmed.
A professional.
I'm overwhelmed.
The last station was the Star Wars theme station. They had this kind of like green milk, like Last Jedi.
I looked at the sign and Yoda soda, and it was ginger ale and like lime ice cream.
I got that very perfectly.
I'll say it.
Super not a fan.
I thought it was a little gross, but it was kind of awesome. Right when I had my first sip, like they had like theme music going on in there. Kind of points for that station. They had Star Wars music playing in. Right when I had a sip, it went like da 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 da, and like that was awesome.
That was awesome in the Star Wars world in that moment.
Yeah, in that moment I was on Tatooine.
They had the fajitas. That was theirs.
Yeah, they had fajitas,
which I thought were phenomenal.
That was the only thing besides for the mango pineapple smoothie that I didn't have.
Really? Okay.
The fajitas were
good. The noodle bowl that I didn't try, but I got
the fajita was good.
It was very good.
It was really good.
Did I miss out?
Yes, I would say yes.
For me, it was a close runner up to the best thing. My favorite thing was the pasta bar, the Hogwarts pasta bar.
Yes, it was.
But it was good. I think if I had had it first, it would have been my favorite.
That's what I had first. There you go.
I think it was near the end of my, like, eating. I was so full that, like, I was just kind of, let's try it, see if I like it or not. It's good. Didn't finish it.
They also had fried mac and cheese balls, which I was a huge
BB-8
fan
balls.
Of.
They were so cleverly titled.
I was a huge fan of those mac and cheese balls. And then they had these whoopie pies, also in a BB-8 shape, but they were dry.
They were dry. And I was like, when I want a whoopie pie, I want the texture and the taste of like floating on air. And I got like a brick.
Boy, oh boy, were they dry. I felt like I needed 6 glasses of water.
Yeah.
After.
I'll say it. I've never had a whoopie pie that made me happy I had a whoopie pie.
What?
Honestly, me too.
I don't really like the red velvet ones here sometimes. Those are really, really
nice. No, but there's cream cheese frosting.
Sophia does not like
cream cheese frosting. I don't like cream cheese frosting.
But that's phenomenal, cream cheese frosting. Right.
But now, sorry, I cut him off with the debate earlier.
No. I wasn't trying to – you can debate
but, okay.
That.
So for me, the clear winner was Hogwarts. I understand some people's sentiment that it didn't necessarily adhere to – because, like, pasta bar.
It's me.
Ryan, but it wasn't just you, Ryan. There was other people.
Oh, okay.
Other people were saying this isn't Harry Potter. And that's right. There's nothing Harry Potter about a pasta bar.
No, I – okay.
No, sorry.
No, you go.
However – I think they used that opportunity in the presentation to make it look magical. It was kind of this flavor explosion. The desserts, they did the theme, but what they brought, like they brought the best ingredients. It was individual orders with a huge line. That's so ambitious. And then it just tasted so good. I mean, it has to be the winner. It has to be.
So I really appreciated the pasta dish. Yes. I think it was my favorite entree as well. However, I think, and I agree that it was a very magical presentation and it is ambitious to do individual orders.
What was magical about the presentation?
Can you hold on? Can you let me speak? Thank you. But anyway, I feel like if you're going to do Hogwarts, I want like roast chicken, mashed potatoes, like the things that we see in the very first like great feast in the first movie. I want that kind of a thing. That being said, again, I still really appreciated that pasta dish, and I really liked looking at the pasta. It felt very fancy and very Italian. Don't know how Hogwartsy it was, but that's okay. I feel like they really made up for it in the desserts.
Anyway. I feel like it was a cop-out. Yeah, I feel like pasta's a cop-out dish.
But they did it so well.
I don't think they're going to do it so well. You say that you have this magical presentation. What magical presentation? They had pasta hanging from a rack.
Right, in a circle. It looked like it was like a spinning staircase. It was enough for me. It was
also Harry Potter. The decoration was very nice.
And also, listen, pasta is only a cop out if you do mediocre pasta.
Right?
Pasta is the best food. Pasta is arguably, pasta is just the best food ever if it's done well. And this was some good fucking pasta.
Big claims by Josh Young. Pasta is the best food ever.
I think
if every food you are eating it at its peak, nothing will make me happier than pasta at its peak. Okay. And this was some pretty peak pasta. Also, they really like cut no corners with that shrimp, with that sausage. I feel like we're cutting that out altogether right now in this conversation.
I had great shrimp and I had great pasta. I loved it. That was not my favorite though.
And now I want to come back to Robin Hood.
I want to go to Sophia's theme first. I want to see what she has to win.
Well, here's my thing.
Did you not vote?
No, I voted for Hogwarts, but I don't think I can as passionately defend it as Josh.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think it was just because it was the entree that I liked the most. That's true. It was the no one can as passionately defend it as Josh. It was just the entree that I liked the most. But I actually think Muhlenberg was a really close second for me, tied with the Robin Hood, because that was a pretty dang good beef stew bread pudding.
Yeah.
So I'm always pretty moderate and easily swayed. So I don't have any pretty impassioned opinions.
I was just passionate about the two, not Hogwarts. I was passionate about Robin Hood and Hemingway, because I felt those two felt really, really theme worthy for me. And I feel like if we're going to go with a theme, we're going to do that. I want them to stick to a theme, and like that's what makes me want to eat it. Like, wow, like I'm eating a theme food. Like, I felt I was in Robin Hood. You eat beef stew. That's what you do. And they did, and then like Ernest Hemingway, like he's from Havana. They had a Havana burger. It was great.
I think it makes a lot of sense that you, as someone who the theme is so important,
yes,
why Robin Hood would be your number one. Personally, for me, it was good stew. This is no shot against the stew. They did a good job. Mm-hmm. But stew's not going to get me as excited as pasta. As themed as it is, stew is a type of thing where I'm like, it's homey, it's good. It's never going to be my favorite food. Stew is always a thing that is there for you. It's like, at best for me, stew is like, that was a good 8 out of 10 meal, I'm full.
Whoa. Wow. Incidentally, my mom made stew for dinner last week and was going to send me back with some, but she forgot. So, but I still got my beef stew anyway at Battle of the Chefs. So there we go, mom. Not that much of a loss. Honestly, though, I think we really need to talk about the mac and cheese balls. The fried mac and cheese balls. Oh, you're making a face. Tell me more.
Yeah. The mac and cheese inside the fried mac and cheese ball was so bland for me that it almost wasn't worth it. I ate half of it. I didn't even finish my mac and cheese ball.
That was a good mac and cheese ball.
I think that's maybe why I like it, because, you know, I don't like it too creamy or like too cheesy. So that's why I was really into it, because it was a mac and cheese that I like, and then fried into a ball. Whoa. Oh,
yeah, it was a ball. Jeez, it was good.
I just wasn't crazy about the mac and cheese itself. I wanted a stronger mac in there.
Do you like the mac from like the GQ, like the mac and cheese bites? Is that your kind of mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese bites I like. The mac and cheese on Mac and Cheese Tuesday
is bad.
Not my thing. And that's what it tasted like was in those mac and cheese balls.
I liked how it was fried. That's what made it better.
Frying makes everything better. Everyone knows that, Josh.
Frying makes everything better. It was definitely better than it is at our school. They do express, just like quick meals every day. On Tuesdays, they do this.
You can say it.
I guess let's just call it bad mac and cheese. Yeah. And it tasted like, with these mac and cheese balls, that was the mac and cheese inside. So as excited as I was to see a mac and cheese ball, I love fried mac and cheese. Who doesn't? This didn't wow me.
Okay. Okay. I was really excited by it. But I do have to say, the Star Wars line was the only line that I didn't get on. I was sitting next to my friend Bridget, and she and I were kind of sharing everything, and she didn't like the mac and cheese ball either, and she's like, you can finish it. And I was like, great. So that's how I got it. We were kind of swapping meals the whole time. Somehow, I managed to pawn off the majority of my plates onto other people, most notably Ryan.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Because I did not start eating until I had hit almost every single station except for Star Wars. Until I had hit almost every single station and gotten every single thing there. So I had pretty much, like, I was surrounded by a fortress of food. And I managed to get rid of all those plates before I even stood up. So that was, the most thrilling part for me, was I just kind of dumped him on Ryan.
I was glad to take it, in all honesty.
But I'm going to talk about why I didn't really like the key lime pie.
Interesting.
Okay.
I like key lime pie. I've had really good key lime pie. This one was too like Greek yogurty cream cheesy for me.
So you don't like cream cheese? There you go.
I don't. We established. I don't like it. And I thought that was, and I think the only lime in it was that drizzle on top.
Which was.
And weird. I like it when it's like lime throughout.
Okay. I actually see that.
I understand that, and totally, totally valid. Personally, this is just a counterpoint. I loved the key lime pie. Yes.
That's why I want a counterpoint.
I thought it was delicious. I liked that it was very just like cream cheesy. It was so refreshing. It was just a hint of lime on top, but it was just this cold bite, like countered by this like kind of thick layer of graham cracker underneath.
The layer of graham cracker was great.
Was phenomenal, I would say. And for me, that was probably, aside from that, the bonbon, the what the was exploding, it? Oh, the exploding bonbon, just because that was so crazy. This was like the good dessert of the day. Yeah. This was for me the winning dessert of the night.
Like, what have you? What kind of key lime pie have you had before? Like, because the key lime pie requires cream cheese.
Yeah, but it probably hasn't It probably hasn't been as prominent, or there has been more of a prominent flavor
of lime to overcompensate. Okay,
yeah,
that understands. Understandable.
Yeah.
See, I prefer the healthy mixture of lime
and because there's cheese. This restaurant, the one that we went to for my birthday 2 years Bartaca? Ago, Bartaco, oh, and they have key lime pie there, and I really like that key lime pie.
I would like to see how theirs tastes in comparison, in all honesty.
I would love for that.
Going off of something I was just thinking of, as we were leaving, I was looking at who was in the lead. And the ones who were in the lead were Star Wars, Harry Potter, and Seussical. Oh my God, I'm thinking of the musical Seuss. And I thought that was really, really interesting because those themes had the most like music, like, and like they were the longest lines. Whereas Robin Hood and Hemingway didn't, and I feel like it's because many people don't like Ernest Hemingway or Robin Hood.
I think that is
probably turned off by beef stew, honestly. I don't think they gave it a chance.
Listen, I knew I was going to get everything. I would never skip it. But I almost saw the beef stew and thought, there's no way I'd vote for that.
Oh, my God.
I ended up getting it and trying it and being really pleasantly surprised. It was some pretty good stew. And, like, I'm not someone who doesn't like stew. I feel like I'm giving stew a bad rep right now. But
feelings.
No, I'm sorry.
Hurting Ryan's feelings, hurting Stew's feelings.
He feels bad.
But I understand why it doesn't have a long line. Stew looks like a thing that is just kind of there, you know? It's like, yeah. I guess we're having stew tonight.
Yeah.
You disagree.
No. I feel like stew is very, like, it reminds me of home. Like, it's very, like, homey. That's why I prefer to it.
It's very comforting. I feel like stew, for us, is what your casserole is to you.
Do you have a casserole?
Do you want to talk about your casserole for a little bit? Oh, did you have it for lunch today?
You have a casserole?
No, I ended up going to the dining
hall. Oh, my
Because
God.
It was meatball sub Tuscan Friday.
Oh, yes, it was.
Yeah, it was. That's justified.
Yeah.
So talk about your casserole.
My casserole? All right, this is a bit of a tangent, but I guess actually not, because we're talking about comfort food.
Yeah.
Exactly. I guess what stew is to them, casserole is to me. In my house, growing up, my mom always made tuna casserole, which whenever I mention it to anyone,
they have Ryan's reaction right
I'm
now.
I'm sick to my stomach.
Right, that's what everyone says. But to me, when I think tuna casserole, I just think, wow, like, yum. I'm warm. I'm happy. I'm home. I'm comforted. So I get your stew thing.
Okay.
I can't believe Ryan's face right now. He is appalled.
I personally hate tuna and casserole, so I can't picture the two together.
It's the best of both worlds, Ryan.
You get the best of tuna's worlds.
So here's the thing. I was really against it at first, but I'm kind of down to try everything. It's not bad. It's pretty
really?
Good.
Really? You've had this tuna casserole?
Twice.
Yeah.
You made it for dinner the other night. I had a couple helpings.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I grew up eating tuna, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think tuna fish also, just like, that's kind of like a Jewish household thing. Like, absolutely. It's always there.
Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense. Then. It is.
Yeah, so.
Really?
Yeah, tuna fish.
I did not know that.
I mean, I don't know if I can say definitively, because like.
But my family never had that growing up. That's,
really?
Yeah. Oh. I'm Irish and Italian. Like, that's not, you don't eat tuna fish.
Yeah.
How about tuna and sushi? Like, do you like raw tuna?
No.
Oh.
My sushi consists of California rolls and salmon.
Salmon sushi is really freaking
right?
good.
Super
that was hard. The first fish sushi I liked.
It's really good, right?
I mean, I'm a spicy tuna boy through and through.
Absolutely.
But sushi, I love it all. Fish really is the best.
You like fish a lot?
Yeah.
There was no fish off. Was there any fish?
There was shrimp, Ryan. That was at Harry Potter.
Yeah, but I had that. Okay, that was it. Okay, that was.
I feel like there's never like a fish option.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like
Hemingway could have, because The Old Man and the Sea, one of his greatest novels. Where was the fish
option?
Wow. This is why I'm. Ryan, good one. I didn't know you had that in you.
I love Ernest Hemingway.
Really?
I think he's like, The Old Man and the Sea made me sob like a baby. Just this old man on a boat. Look, like, trying to get this one fish, he feels like that's what's going to make him feel accomplished. And in the end, it doesn't even matter about the fish. It mattered about himself. That's beautiful.
Sounds like Ryan really got a...
Sounds like Ryan really relates.
But yeah, awesome.
What a guffaw there, Ryan.
No, but you're right. That would have been a great opportunity for, like, a fish and chips kind of...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Next year, just hire me. Come on.
Wow. So this was our last Battle of the Chefs, guys.
Oh, and my God.
Yeah, all in all, this year,
I'm giving it
a 10 out of 10. This was the best year ever.
And I think it was really fun because we were all together. Like, we all, like, sat at this one giant table, and it was, like, a nice, like, all seniors, like, on our way out.
Yeah. It was so sweet.
It was super sweet.
We literally got in at like 4 p.m. because it was the last year. Wanted to beat the lines. Reserved like all the table. It was really sweet. It was.
Yeah, I will post a picture on our Instagram. Yes,
that'll be our picture of the day.
Our friends at the very big long table. And yeah, people camped out. Josh made sure to be the first one there.
Wait, what did you do? You skipped your class to get
there? No, I skipped my class.
Oh, Sophia skipped her class.
I skipped my class, but yeah. I still went to work and I got there at like when did I get there? Oh, no, I went to the health center afterwards, so I didn't get there until, like, 4:10.
Yeah.
You got there after me, right? No, I got there after
you, and so you guys had already gone in, but tell us about the camping out experience.
The camping out experience was fucking crazy.
Why?
Well, so, got to Seeker's Union at about 3:30. Didn't want to start a line, because I didn't want a line to start forming behind me.
That was the strategy.
That was the strategy we had started, but I went to go peek, and around the corner, hiding behind the corner, were five little... like sports boys who were already camping out. I knew in that moment that if we didn't camp out then and there at 3:30, a full, I guess it ended up being 30 minutes before they opened, but what we assumed to be an hour before it opened, I knew if we didn't camp out then and there, we would never eat at Battle of the Chefs. And so camp out we did. We sat right opposite them, made a little eye contact, didn't really say anything.
They were all sports guys. I didn't realize that everyone around us was a sports person.
Yeah.
It's nice that no matter what area of campus you're kind of on, everyone can.
We all come together for Battle of the Chefs.
Everyone loves food.
Everyone loves food.
Motto to live by, food brings everyone together. It does, though.
Loves food. You know what? I kind of have a problem, though, with people. Not a problem. No, not actually. I don't want to say a problem.
Controversy has begun, though.
No. I just, when people are like, I just love food. I'm like, yeah. I mean, we all need food to live. So I hope you love food because you need it to live. I don't think, like, I don't buy that so many people love food more than other people.
I have to disagree.
I think you're right. I think everyone loves food. I think different people are passionate about different things.
Yes, I agree about the passion with which people have towards food differs. I believe you have a stronger passion than I.
Yes.
And chefs and foodies. But just when you just randomly hear people talking, you're like, oh, yeah, I love food.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, I love food.
And I think that's right. I think everyone does love food. I mean, I think whether they acknowledge it or not in their, like, day-to-day conversations about, like, oh, I'm going to spend an hour talking about food like we're doing right now. Like, I think everyone has a meal that if they sit down and it's in front of them, it's the happiest day of their life.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's awesome about food. And I think what's great about food is, like, whether or not it's even ever going to be a topic of conversation, if you want to see a friend, you want to catch up with family, you have a meal. You go out to eat.
Like, I'll meet you at this place to go
eat. That's, like, the thing at Muhlenberg is if you want to see someone, you go, oh, let's get a meal sometime.
Yep. Well, everyone says that. And then they don't.
And then we don't, but whatever.
And you actually don't, but.
And then.
But that, it's the sentiment that counts.
And then there's always that little acknowledgement of, oh, you got the pasta today? Yeah, it's so good today.
Even when it's not good, they're like, oh, it's better than usual.
The
pizza's like, oh, it's better than usual.
And even if that's all it is, it's food, it's there, it brought people together, and it's awesome.
And that's why I appreciate Muhlenberg doing this Battle of the Chefs, because it brings us all together.
I think this is a great point to kind of conclude this episode, guys.
Well, I want
to
keep going talking about the food.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. I had so much fun. Josh. I could talk about this for hours.
Yes. So, Josh, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And for guesting and for being our authority on Battle of the Chefs.
Yeah, he was so passionate. He was talking about it before. We had to calm him down and be like, wait until I
save your opinions. But guys, if you have a similar thing that goes on at your school, let us know. If you go to Muhlenberg, let us know.
Is it just a here thing? Yeah.
I don't know. Let us know your opinions and what you thought was the best part of Battle of the Chefs.
Yes.
And we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week. Guys, we're doing so well. We were here for the past 3 weeks in a row.
Wow. As always, follow us on Instagram at NYACB Podcast. And email us with any comments, questions, suggestions at
NYACBpodcast@gmail.com.
All right. Farewell, college best friends.
Bye, guys.
Welcome back, college best friends.
Wow.
We haven't done it's that been in a while. It's been over a month. Okay.
We actually did film one a while ago. We just never got around to posting it because the food one.
I posted it.
Never mind. Sophia did post
that. That's our most recent episode.
That is the most recent. Great. Well, for me, it was a while.
It was a while ago.
It was a while ago.
I posted it when you stayed at my house for Passover last week.
Oh, yeah. Because
you were mad at me that I didn't post it.
I didn't get mad. I was just like, wait, we never posted that. But yes, Sophia and I are back.
We're back
at school after.
We were not together because there was a break.
We were together for the break.
Yeah, but we were together for the break. But then we weren't together for the break because it was Easter and Passover. And so Ryan came and spent Passover.
My second year in a row. I did this last year as well. It was one of my favorite times ever because Sophia's family is so open and loving and want me there.
We love having guests for Passover.
Yeah, and Passover is just a really fun time.
It's a really freaking fun holiday. We make Passover fun.
Yeah.
In my house.
We sang so many fun songs that I never would have, like, dreamt of, like, there was just so much fun.
Yeah, because we put all the songs, like, to the tune of other musical theater songs.
And I was like, yes!
Disclaimer right now. It is Friday night at, like, 10 p.m. 10:06, 10:08, whatever. And I'm doing Ryan's makeup to go out.
Yeah, I'm going out right
so
now.
So I'm going to kind of talk us through step by step. We've already done primer, foundation, and concealer and set it. Now I am...
I just listened.
Bronzed and contoured his face. Now I'm getting a brush to contour his nose.
Yeah, see, I have, like, I watch a lot of Jeffree Star and James Charles. You know, yeah, I know that's a touchy subject. Not very people like both of them, but I also love them. And I also watch a lot of Shane Dawson. And Shane Dawson.
Ryan looks exactly like
I look like Shane Dawson if you think about it.
And like, so, if someone is listening to our podcast and doesn't know what we look like,
Think about
Shane Dawson. That's Ryan.
It's a pretty good example. But tonight I'm going to a wig party.
I was not invited to this party.
So apparently, the thing is, I normally don't get invited to these kind of parties, and I was invited to this party, and normally Soph gets invited to these parties.
And I was invited to another party that I'm going to.
But so was I.
To another party?
Yeah, I was invited to
Lizzie's. Well, I know, but that's fine. But I'm not saying, like, at least I wasn't invited to parties.
She's going out tonight. And so the theme is wig party. So I bought a $20 wig. From Party City.
I believe you spent $20. I'm like, okay, I'm really proud of this contour right now.
She's doing a great contour, guys.
It's pretty straight. I'm contouring his nose. Wow. And it's like, these lines. Wow. Pretty straight. No, we can't look
anyway. Oh, I'm looking away. Sorry.
No.
But yeah, so like, I wanted to like, accent the wig a little bit.
He also got his friend another wig who is also going to this party, and I tried it on, and we played around, and we gave them names. Their names are Spring and Summer. Ryan's is Spring, mine was Summer, so I have to make sure that Spring looks the part.
Yeah, Spring is, she has purple hair.
Oh, it is purple, curly, and flouncy bouncy.
And then Summer is pink and has bangs.
And it's straight, and there's no hair in the back.
There's no hair in the back. But it'll be fun. So yeah, we have about 2 weeks left of actual classes, and then we have
one. We have 1 week. We have two classes left for each class, and then we graduate. So
we're kind of in this mood of like, we're super sad. I've been having a lot of like lasts recently. Like, I'm in an a cappella group, and every Wednesday we rehearse in the center of the arts building, and at the end of our rehearsals we all sing outside and listen to the other groups, and it hit me as we were about to go sing for the last time
I'm putting blush on Ryan's face.
She's putting blush on my face. We were about to sing, and I was like, to our president, it's our last time singing in the CA, and we both started crying.
Aww.
And it just like hit me that like, we have like lasts that are coming.
Yeah, I have already cried at some people's recitals, like senior recitals. Yeah. So I told Ryan that I am already prepared for to cry at his final a cappella concert.
Yeah, come see it.
I'm going to be sitting in the front, and I'm going to be weeping.
It's next Tuesday at 8 o'clock in the Galleria.
No one is traveling to come see college a cappella, right?
No one's going to. Yeah, if you're here, come see it. If not, just don't come see it. You don't have to. Unless you're a big fan, you want to meet me? That'll be super. That'll be super cool.
Ew, stop this.
Hey, I want a stalker.
Ew. No, you don't.
I don't want a stalker, apparently.
Careful what you wish for.
Oh, yeah.
It could end so badly.
It could end so badly.
You could end up dead.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, I'd be just devastated. Oh, but Ryan and I are now both employed.
We're both hashtag booked and blessed. Somehow,
we're both hashtag booked and blessed. I literally never thought I would be booked.
I remember when Soph texted me, and she was like, hey, I got this thing. And I was like, what? I was like, what is this? What are you doing? And
she's
like,
this literally happened 2 days ago.
Yeah, she's like, it's a national tour. And I went, what does that mean? I was so stupid. I was like, what do you mean, national tour?
I know. I was like, I don't know what I mean, national tour. Because originally my plan was to have more of like an office kind of job.
It was. You talked about this.
As of right now, like that was more just what I wanted to do at this point in my life, was not to like be on the audition acting grind, but I kind of...
Whereas I wanted to jump right into it.
Yeah. But like also it would be more MediaCom-y because I still love
what you do.
My MediaCom. Yeah. I love that industry, so I would still do that. That's why I would really promote double majoring. So then you have, like, multiple skills and interests as well. You don't have to just love one thing. And if you do just love one thing, that's fine. But it's also possible to love multiple things. And that's something that I didn't really realize was possible coming into college. I thought, like, if you wanted to go for something, that could be your that could be your only thing, your only love.
Well, that's the ideal process behind a BFA program, whereas we chose to come to a BA program.
Yeah, and that's why. So that we could... like study many different things, but I've also like heard from many people that even like for actors, like agents and casting directors, they like when actors are interested in multiple different things, not just like
acting. Oh, see, I've heard the exact opposite though. I heard that like it really does depend on where your college is and like if like you go to a very high BFA program, but it shows we're the two people that show.
There's so many different opinions. I know, in this industry,
like, and it just shows that we didn't go to a BFA program.
Yeah, no, we're both.
And we're both. Working Good. As actors in the future.
Which is wild. So
and to be paid doing it. Like what we love to do is just another.
So you guys have been with us since the beginning of this whole job journey.
Yeah, I remember we started posted thinking about it. Yeah.
We started thinking about it, you know, obviously senior year, which is when we started doing the podcast.
But we both took you on the journey on during our Instagram of when we auditioned together on the same day for like, well, she had an interview for an actual job and I had my, and I had my audition.
Oh my God.
For Disney.
Yes.
I know. It was the same
and
day.
You got Disney and then I ended up getting that job. I got that job, but
we both were hashtag booked immediately.
Yeah. But I didn't really want that job. It turned out it's like kind of shady, kind of sketchy. Always
do your research.
Do your research on companies and read reviews.
What was the company? Maybe don't answer that.
No, I'm not going to say what the company
was.
But what was
sketchy about it?
It turns out like it's not everything that they said it was going to be. Mm. They advertised it as something different, like as a different kind of job. And like, but like your responsibilities are just completely different. They kind of say your hours are one thing, but they end up being another. And this are all on reviews. And like, it's still like a job. Like I wasn't going like, and then like getting a fake job. Like it's still a real job.
You weren't doing like that, but it's working like at a restaurant as a waiter and like,
no, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that either.
No,
like
I thought I was gonna do that.
I'm probably gonna like because I have like weird interims of time in between when I'm touring, so I'm probably gonna have to like work at a restaurant then just to like make cash, which is like totally fine. You gotta hustle, you gotta make bang.
Don't hustle me, guys. Also listen to Pink's new album. Her first song is called Hustle, and it's a great song. Sorry, that's random.
But it was just different than it was advertised, essentially. Okay. Which is like a summary of that kind of sitch.
Yeah.
Kind of, I guess, a nice way to put it, too.
Which is why she left. It's crazy. And tell them the story. It's a very fun story. So, how you got this?
Oh, of the
your
tour?
Actual, how she actually got her tour job. Tell them
what
happened.
Yeah, so it was totally an accident.
An accident?
It was literally an accident.
Because she had told me about the day of the auditions.
Yeah. So, it's this company. It's called Enchantment Theater Company. We will be touring around the country, so if you want to come see me and
you'll
Peter Rabbit in the 2019-2020 season.
Are you going to
Disney
or Florida?
I know they went to Florida and they went to Disney World.
I literally will be there!
Like the current tour, I don't know what we're going to be doing, because I don't know our tour dates or anything. But also, I haven't officially accepted the offer yet, but like I'm going to. I know. I had to also then do my research on that. I had to talk to people who are currently in it, people who are formerly in it, because I know a lot of people who have worked with this company, and they were all like, do it. So I was like, okay. But I just wanted to like talk to my parents about it first because of like those weird times off, and I was like, what am I going to do? But I just had to figure that out. But no, it's definitely something I want to do. But basically, this company comes and holds workshops at our school.
Was this through the audition workshop?
No, not through audition, not through the class, but, like, the actual company holds and just, like, holds a workshop open to the entire MTA. The MTA is Muhlenberg Theater Association. So it's basically, it's open to anyone. Yes, I am priming your eyelids. I also just highlighted his face.
I have really bad wrinkles above my, like, my eye sockets. What was this called?
You have, like, extra skin.
I have extra skin on my lids. I have hooded lids. That's the word
for me. I do, too.
So, like, it's always difficult to put on eye makeup on
me. Literally same. Mine are the exact same.
Sorry, back to your story. We're also drinking wine, if you didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
Now you know. We're drinking wine now.
Now you know, and it's legal.
Because we're 21.
I don't know. I feel like I always have to disclaim that.
Side note, sorry, just really fast.
Yeah.
So today I had a gig with the fellas, and it was a DTD gig, and they had wine there.
DTD is a frat on campus.
And so they had, most events nowadays have, like, you can get a ticket.
Because we are a wet campus, yes. Not a dry campus. You can get, that is something, if you're looking at college.
Go to Muhlenberg, it's a wet campus.
It's a wet campus, it's great, which means we can have alcohol on campus for those who are of age.
And they gave us a little band with, like, three drink tickets. So I was like, okay, I have to go somewhere, so I'll just have two drinks. So I have my first drink, and they take my number one, and I finish that in 3.5 seconds, because it was wine. And I go back to get a second one, and it was at 6 o'clock where I got the first drink, and I go, hi, can I just have my second one? I have to go. And she goes, oh, I'm sorry, we can't serve you till 7.
Oh, yeah, because they
I was like, are you joking me?
No, that's the thing, they give you 1 hour.
That was so, and I was like, did you have me to sit here for 3 hours? It was annoying, sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing, so they make sure you don't get too, like, schwasted.
And I was like, it's one glass of wine, I'm not going to get schwasted. It wasn't even a full, it wasn't even a full glass of wine, they half-assed it. Continue, Soph.
Anyway, let's complain. We'll start a riot. It'll be great.
Oh, I want to drink more. Apparently, also, at Senior Ball, we only had 7 drink tickets.
I heard 5.
Even worse!
Well, you can have my extras, because you know I won't be drinking.
I know, I will.
I'm a tiny little wet lightweight. I was going to say, I'm a tiny little lightweight.
I'm a lightweight. You know what my father told me? So we were at, it was my stepmother's graduation party. It was also my birthday, but he forgot.
Stepmother's or stepsister's?
My stepmother's. She just went back to college and just graduated.
Oh, congrats, Fran.
Yes, Fran. It was 2 years ago. This is a year ago, sorry.
Oh, congrats, Fran.
And they forgot it was my birthday at the same time.
Oh, I remember this.
Yes, and so my dad...
What kind of a color scheme do we want
to do? Let's think about the hair color.
Oh, right. I forgot.
And sorry, we're picking eye makeup color.
I have the Jaclyn Hill palette collaboration with Morphe.
She has the Jaclyn Hill palette. It's a good one.
It's great.
And so my father has one mojito. You know how small those mojitos are?
I freaking love mojitos.
I love them too, but he has one. And okay, I know what he turns to me very drunkenly and goes, Ryan. And I was like, why do I sound like that, man? Sorry. I was like, yeah, Dad. And he was like, I have to tell you something. And I was like, what's up? And he goes, I'm a lightweight, which makes you a lightweight, which makes me sorry.
Oh, yeah, you told me that story.
And, yeah, I'm a very big lightweight for how large I am.
Me, too, but it's...
I mean, not large. Don't think of me as a large person if you don't know.
You're not a large person.
But, like, I'm very tall. I'm 6'3".
I mean, you're large in that respect because you're 6'3".
Back to your story about...
Also, it's...
Oh, sorry.
Any weight is fantastic, and we love...
Yeah, we love all...
And Ryan, you're beautiful anyway.
That's you, baby boo.
No, that's you, too. Anyway,
okay. Anyway, back to...
I love how sidetracked we get.
Guys, this podcast was completely unscripted. Normally we have a script.
Impromptu. No, normally we don't have a script, but normally we have a plan. This one, we have no plan. We just wanted to put out something.
Because we know that you've been craving it, and I've been craving it.
I've been craving it.
I've been craving my Sophia time.
I've been craving my Rinta.
Oh, adorable.
So cute.
Guys, at Starbucks, I was actually... They forgot... They didn't spell my name right. I was like, hi, can I have...
R-Y-N.
They're like, what's my name? They're like, what's your name? And I was like, Ryan. She goes, I wrote Rin. Is that okay?
Stop this. She did not.
Yeah. And I was like, that's fine.
I can't believe she said that.
And I was like, that's not my name, but okay, that's fine by me.
That is your name. Absolutely is your name. Anyway.
So back to you, how you got your job.
when this company was supposed to come, there ended up being a snow day, and, you know, it's too dangerous for them to come. So a bunch of people wanted them to come back because they wanted to audition, and they messaged a lot of us, and they're like, hey, we need, like, a number of people who are interested so that they'll, you know, come back. You just need to put your name down, but we just want to audition. So I was like, okay, like, I'll just put my name down. Cause like, what's the harm in that? Like putting my name down so that they can have the opportunity to audition. I guess I'm doing a halo eye now. I wasn't intending to do that.
What's a halo eye?
Like, it's like the colors on the outside, like both outside and inner corners, and then there's shimmer in the middle.
You're amazing.
I wasn't intending on doing a halo eye, but that's where this is headed, and that's what it's going to be.
I literally gave her my permission of my face.
And I love it. But anyway, so I put my name down, and there was all these scheduling things, and finally, the weekend before Easter, they were available, and they're like, okay. So we kept getting all the emails because we said that we were interested. So we're like, okay. It was scheduled, and then the night before, the director of the company.
Oh, is Alex here? Alex is outside. Oh gosh. Okay, we're gonna have a special guest in about 5 seconds.
We're gonna
keep talking to them about this.
We're gonna pause. Oh, okay. I will keep talking.
You can have this.
Okay. this is why we should edit, and yet we don't because I'm lazy, and also have no time because I'm a college student, and haven't done any of my assignments. But anyway, we the night before, the director emails us, and has asked, you know, why he hasn't gotten all our headshots, and I felt bad, you know, they were expecting 10 people, I was like, okay, I guess I'm going to go to the workshop. So I emailed my headshot. I went to the workshop and had a great time at the workshop. And they said, hey, if you're interested in like auditioning for this company, I had seen their work before. I'd seen their shows and I really liked it. I really like the work that they do.
I've returned.
He has returned. And so they're like, if you're interested in like being considered for to be cast in one of the tours, those are my toes.
I'm playing with some
whoopsies. and email us and let us know. And so I was like, you know what? I already did the workshop. I had so much fun. I've seen their work. I love what they do. You know what? I will just email and say I'm continue willing to be considered. Right. Sorry.
We can't lose track. We had one shot. Guys, can we talk about
that? No, stop this. let me finish my story. Let me finish the story, and then you can say that.
We're literally going off.
Don't scrunch your eyes. Don't scrunch.
Oh, sorry.
There you go. Anyway, so I emailed and had the because I had the best time at the workshop and just love playing, and it is physical theater and
which is what she learned how to do.
Which is when we went abroad, that is like what we did, and that is what I love to do. So I emailed, and then I get an email 2 days ago saying, "Hey, give us a call." And I gave a call, and they said, "Hey, we would like to cast you in this national tour that we're doing." And I said, "Ho, ho, ho, boy, oh boy. That sounds literally fantastic." And it's so not unexpected. And I was shocked. And I didn't think that I was going to be performing, like, you know, right out of school. And now I'm a paid actor in a really fun company doing physical theater, which is what I love, with great people. And I am could not be more excited. And so there you have it. So I forget what you just interjected.
Oh, so what I was going to interject saying is that, like, I feel like we're both a little tipsy. But the thing is, we really shouldn't be.
Oh,
because at the same time, like, we like to drink, Soph and I, on occasion.
But close your eyes.
But we cannot do shots.
No.
Like we used to.
We used as to be children, able to do them.
Well, as children, I mean by children, I mean like sophomores in college. We would be able to do like 7 shots a night and be totally fine.
Well, I wouldn't because I would.
And yet this year we had a revelation.
We can't do shots anymore.
Literally, I hope you know what we just did. We were downstairs in Soph's house and I had my
vodka. I had no chaser.
We had no chaser. So I was like, okay, why don't we use, she goes, I have ice cream. I went, why don't we just put the ice cream, vodka.
I said, why don't we pour it over and like vodka infused ice cream, like alcohol infused ice cream. That's a thing, right?
But it was not, we didn't do that. So we just did a half
and
a
it's
shot.
A good thing that we did a half shot each.
And then I was like, no, we can't do this.
Bitches. We can't be little bitches.
So we did a full shot, but I guess it was 2 shots because we each had a half of it. And that's how bad we are now, guys.
Because we had to split 2 shots.
That's so sad. That's so sad.
Individually, we each had a singular shot.
Which is so sad.
But it was disgusting, and I can't do that.
I just couldn't get the taste out of my mouth.
It was horrific. It was straight vodka. You know what? I can do tequila shots.
Oh, tequila shots because you need to have the salt and the lime, girl.
Exactly, so it makes it fun.
Oh, I just poked my eyeball.
I'm sorry.
Soph is still doing my eyes, if you guys didn't know.
Doing a magenta halo eye.
She's doing a magenta halo
to
match.
Will Ryan be able to tell?
I'm colorblind, so I will not be able to see the colors that are on my eyes.
I know.
But that's totally fine by me.
We'll make him guess.
And then it'll be funny and sad. So we have a guest in the room, unprompted, but Alex Goshert is here. Want to say hi, Alex?
Hello, everyone.
Alex Goshert is the one who's going to the party with me, and she's wearing Summer's wig.
Yes, she is here.
This is Summer.
The pink Summer
wig. That's magenta.
That's
spring.
That's spring. But yeah, so, Ryan, do you want to talk a little bit about
the Disney program?
Your Disney
How did you know?
Because we're so in sync.
You don't know how in sync.
So in sync.
Yeah, so a lot of people have been asking me about like how.
I thought you say a lot of people have been asking how in sync we are.
No, no, no. A lot of people have been asking me about how the process was for getting into Disney.
Your feet so smell.
My feet smell so bad. I need to spray them. Can we?
Wait. Let's
spray?
Just finish and then we can spray them.
We're gonna spray my feet because they guys they smell. They smell.
When this is over, we'll finish. Soup.
My feet smell so bad, guys. Okay, so I know that she's, the thing is, I've been smelling them, and I knew that she's been holding it in.
Yeah.
I knew that you were holding it.
I knew you were holding it. Ew, if you can smell your own feet, that's disgusting.
I knew they were bad. I knew it.
Close
I was,
your eyes.
Cause, because they're wet, and it's because I was because I was in the rain. It was raining earlier.
Close your eyes.
Sorry. Okay, so a lot of people have been asking me about how I did the Disney program. So Disney College program is a thing where, like, basically...
a lot of people have been asking who. Who's been asking? We have no fans.
All of my family members have been asking, and some of my family members listen to this.
Hi, family.
And so, okay, so I applied back in February. I didn't really tell anybody that I was doing it because I didn't want to tell anybody. And I knew that I'd always wanted to work for Disney World because, like, I love Disney. Who doesn't love Disney? She's really doing a Halo Eye. And so I applied, and I had to go through an initial, like, computer-generated interview process, and then after that initial one, they were like, congrats, like, you have moved on to the next round. We think you're a very good candidate. Now set up your phone interview. I just had a phone interview where I talked to a woman for 25 minutes, and she was super nice and, like, helpful, and she's like, so, like, what are your interests? And I was like, I really want to do character performing, and if not, that I want to do attractions. And attractions consists of, like, running the rides, and, like, she said that because I was an actor, she could probably get me to be, like, a Kilimanjaro safari guide, or, like, a Jungle Cruise guy. And I was like, that sounds amazing. But I was like, but how do I audition to do character performing? And she's like, well, we have auditions in the city. March, was it 1st or 2nd or 3rd? Maybe we went.
I think it was...
The 4th, maybe? It was a Monday.
Yeah, I know. I think it was the 3rd.
Maybe the 3rd. So, like, I was like...
No, it was the 5th.
And you're right. And so I hadn't even gotten into the program, but she was like, yeah, you should audition even before you even get in. And I was like, great. And so...
Wait, you auditioned before you got in? I thought you had gotten... No, I'm not there yet.
While on the interview, I still had not gotten my official acceptance.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But she was like, if you don't get an email, you still should audition. And I was like, okay. And then the following week, I got an email and it was like, congrats, you've been offered a position at Disney World. And they were like, you have gotten attractions. And I was like, wow, that sounds amazing. And I was like, I was so content with doing attractions, but I was like, I still want to go audition just for the fun of it. And so I go in, and we had to go to Pearl Studios, if anyone knows where that is, in New York City.
Oh, a classic.
So, and that was the same day of the auditions that the Magic Mike auditions were happening. Oh. Magic Mike the musical, and someone shat on the floor.
No!
Someone was pooping.
No!
On the floor that I was on.
Ew! Why?
Because they thought it was funny. I don't know. Well, they had to
they
clean
thought
it up.
It was funny.
We thought it was like for the role. Girl, look it up online. You can look it up online. It was there. I was there.
Oh my God.
At Pearl Studios. So that happened. But so I got there at 9:45 in the morning, and I'm thinking that I'm early because it was supposed to be a 10 o'clock call, and I'm number 156.
Oh my.
And so what they did was,
how long did you have to wait for?
An hour before I even was seen.
Open your eyes.
I had to wait for an hour before I was even seen. I actually was in the same group as a friend from home that I'd done a show with before. So we were in the same group. And so what they did was they brought...
I realized doing this while you're talking is not the best idea.
Sorry.
No, keep talking.
And so they brought us into a room of 50. Like, there was totally 209 of us in that space. And they brought us in 50 by 50. And they teach us a very simple routine to weed out the bad ones. I'm not even joking. It was step, 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 grapevine, jazz square, wave your arms.
Wait, so even I could have done that.
You could have gotten it.
Oh my God. Part of my audition was also a dance thing, and like, turns are my Moby Dick. Like, I can't turn.
Oh no. There was not even a single pirouette.
And I
had a single pirouette turn.
Oh.
And so, and then from that, as soon as we were done dancing, they called our numbers to stay or go. And they're like, if you didn't call your number, sorry, you didn't make it.
Shantae.
You stay, or Shantae, Sashay away, bitch.
Sashay, fuck.
And so, my number was called to stay, and so they brought us into another room, and this was a group totally of 50 out of 209.
Oh, my.
So they cut about 150 people that morning, and then they teach us a second routine to You Can't Stop the Beat, that was actually, no, it was actually an intense choreography that, like, could see if you actually could dance.
And you can dance!
And then they
You can fly!
And then they teach us, they tell us to do, we're doing an improv. And the improv is, we are Monsters, Inc. monsters, and we are trying to scare slash make a kid laugh, but you have to be three different monsters. And so we practiced that a bunch of times, and then we were brought into the room, a second room, with the head of the head of casting, and it was groups of five. And so five of us went in, and we did the dance twice, and then the Monster Inc. improv once. And then they were like, okay, we're going to call names now. I call numbers now. And they called my number to stay again.
Yes,
so I made a second cut and it was cut down to 19 people. So there was 19 of us in the room and they brought me and two other boys to film the dance to send to the casting directors for parade material. And so they filmed that like in five different angles to like see our faces and everything. And then they sent me back into the room. They were like, you're not done yet. And then they brought me into a second room. And they started measuring me. They're like, we're going to measure you now for a stormtrooper costume.
Yeah.
And, like, they weren't really telling me if I'd gotten it or not or anything. But
like, that means you got it.
So they measured me. And then I went home. They're like, you're super to go. And then about 2.5 weeks later, or was it a week and a half later? I got another email from Disney saying, congrats, role change. And they're like, you're in the Goofy group. So if Disney finds out that I'm telling you this, but I'm in the Goofy group, meaning you'll have to, like, you'll see who I'm friends with, which is the official lingo for who I'll be portraying in Disney World, but I'm going to be friends with a bunch of people in Disney. And I can't wait. I start...
Friends with a bunch of people?
Yeah. I start August 4th of this year, and then I'm finished my program in January 2nd of 2019, but my goal is to be extended for a full year.
And, like, why wouldn't they extend?
I know. Because then after that, I want to be able to, like, do the cruise ships.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Imagine if you got a cruise and you just, like, cruised all over the world.
As a Disney character, it'd be a dream.
That'd be so fun. You could go to, like, the Bahamas or whatever. I know.
And they have their Castaway Key, their special island.
You'd be on the beach all the time.
The thing is, I'm so white that I'll burn either way, but hey.
Yeah.
At least I'll be in a costume.
Oh, you'll be sweating. But, yeah.
Now you know about how we got our positions.
Who knows? Who knows if this was interesting?
I hope you think it was interesting.
Yeah.
It was interesting for me.
I don't know.
How bad is this eye right now?
No, it's good.
Oh, bravo.
No, you look great. You look phenomenal. You look beautiful. I'm really proud of it.
Just look at her, just like, what?
You can look. I think you look beautiful.
I trust you.
If you have any fears, I smell your feet too. If you have any fears about getting jobs.
Do I have fears?
I'm telling our audience.
Oh,
if you have any fears. About, I don't know, like getting cast or getting a job after college. Like, we have been working this entire year.
We're the exceptions. Honestly, this is not what happens normally. People do not immediately get hired after college. So, like, it's okay.
Yeah, it is okay to not have something necessarily. Because for me, like, once the tour's over, I'll go back to having nothing.
And once Disney's over for me, I don't know where I'll go.
And I guess it's just an anomaly. We're not very representative because we're also both, like, actors and performers.
Yeah.
So that's not going to be the case for, like, people of different majors. But just
majors.
I've been applying. I've applied to 30-plus jobs.
Yeah, I did not do that. Wow, she beat me, guys.
In the past few months. So it's a grind. It's a process. So if you have any questions about it, or if you want to hear a further episode about, like, the actual job application process.
That's more of a her.
Or, I don't know, whatever else you want to hear, let us know. You can contact us at NYACBpodcast@gmail.com. And also find us at NYACBpodcast on Instagram. Wow, so in sync.
We're so good.
We are so in sync tonight.
I can't even handle it.
I don't know if you guys can tell. Like, can you guys
we're so intense.
Can you guys in sync? Not
same
intense.
Difference.
I don't know if you guys can feel it. Can you feel the love tonight?
Anyway. Through the podcast machine. Your phones. That's the podcast machine.
Oh, rebrand.
Rebranding it.
Okay, guys.
We love you. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to us being wild.
Yeah. Please send us things you want us to talk about because we love doing this.
Cute things.
And soon we're not going to be able to do this anymore, so we really want to keep doing it until the end.
Maybe we'll figure out how to do it long distance.
I'm thinking about...
We'll keep the flame alive.
Yeah, tell us if you want, like...
Yeah, tell us if you want to keep hearing it.
Different positions, different places. Like, I'll have a section from from Disney World, and you'll have one from wherever the heck you'll be.
In America.
On your tour.
I'll be bopping around.
She's going to be bopping and locking and jamming and breaking.
Polka dotting.
No, I was thinking of the High School Musical. I like no, I pop know. And lock and jam and break. Is no, that even legal? I was thinking
of like, pop it, lock it.
Polka dot it, country five and hip hop it.
Yo,
put
I
your
knew.
In the sky, move side to side.
I knew the
jump
dance.
To the left. Stick it.
In and out.
That was my shit.
That dance was amazing.
Okay. Well, we've had enough.
Yeah, I just got mascara on my phone. That
oh,
means
no.
it's time to
it's
go.
It's time to go. We love
all
you.
Right,
bye,
love
guys.
You. Farewell, college best friends. Bye.